Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. At least here in northern Indiana, with a snowy start to our Monday morning, but God continues to be faithful. And this week, our devotion and prayer time is going to center around what I call some lessons from a walk. And looking at a passage of a couple of the followers of Jesus walking to Emmaus and having Jesus join them after the resurrection and them not knowing it. And looking at that conversation. We'll be looking at different parts of that conversation all week as we try to understand and learn some lessons from their walk, and we kind of take a look at what that means in our walk. Luke 24, verses 15 and 17, 15 through 17, kind of set the scene. It says, as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him, and he asked them, what are you discussing together as you walk along? Today's specific topic is knowing Jesus as a powerful prophet. Verse 19 in Luke 24 goes on to say, well, about Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed, before God and all the people. Throughout the Bible, a prophet was a person who spoke to the people on behalf of God, who carried the messages of God and helped to explain them. And as these followers of Jesus walked along, they were discouraged. We'll see that throughout the week as their conversation unfolds, but they had believed so much good about Jesus, and yet he died. He was put to death. He hung on that cross. He was placed in the tomb. And even though as the story unfolds, we'll find that they've been told he resurrected and appeared to some of the followers, they weren't quite ready to believe it. Which I think raises the question for me as to their statement about Jesus being this prophet, powerful in word and deed. Did they really believe that, or was it something they simply hoped was true? Jesus had made no secret throughout his teaching about where he was headed, about the need that he would die, that he would be crucified, about the resurrection itself. He had made all of this known. And yet here were two of those followers of Jesus distraught because, well, they had either missed that part or they weren't ready to believe that part. Okay, before we get too hard on them, how about you and me? How often do we become distraught in life because, well, we either don't believe what God's Word says or we miss the impact of what His Word says. We hear the part about in this world you will have trouble, and and we become distraught and fearful and we worry. And somehow we miss the words from God that says, "But take heart, I have overcome this world." We face temptation, and this powerful prophet, this spokesperson for God, the very words of God kind of, well, flee from our mind. And we think, it's impossible. There's no way that I can resist and avoid. There's no way I can not give in. And God's word is there wanting to remind us that no temptation is common to mankind except what Jesus himself has been tempted with, and yet without sin. We know of and avoid the opportunities to share Jesus, to be his witness to our co-workers, our friends, our family, our neighbors, our enemies, because we're not sure how they'll respond. We're afraid. We're all alone. And we forget this powerful prophet, this Jesus, who was powerful in word and action, promising that he will be with us to the very end of the age. You see, these followers of Jesus that were walking along the road and were kept from recognizing Jesus, I don't think are all that much different than what I am. We struggle to recognize Jesus. We don't have him walking physically with us along the way. And yet his promise, his prophecy, so to speak, is that his spirit would be poured out, and it was. And his spirit resides within his children. But how often are we kept from seeing it? How often does our lack of faith keep us from seeing it? That very presence of God walking with us. You see, to me, that's the incredible part of this story. It's not simply that Jesus was walking with these two disciples, with these followers of his. It's that he walks with me. The old hymn that says, "And he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own." And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. That hymn that talks about being in the garden, a special place with Jesus, where we can know and acknowledge and live in his presence. But the good news of the resurrection is that it isn't confined to a, quote, special place. It's the reality of living life as God's child. When we walk with Jesus every day and we look at his word, we gaze intently, as James would put it, and we find that his words were powerful and are powerful. His actions were powerful and are continuing to be powerful. And we know that he comes to us as one who spoke and continues to speak on behalf of God. And because of that, We have hope. We have purpose. We have value. So many of those things that cause us to struggle and to be distraught. I don't think I'm alone when I say that there are times that we go through periods of hopelessness. We go through periods of lacking a sense of value. We go through periods of not knowing why we exist, a lack of purpose. And our enemy wants to fan those times in our life to make us believe that that's the reality, and it isn't. Jesus is walking with us. And His words and His actions show us that there is hope, that we have value, that we have purpose. And all of that and more can be found as we walk with Jesus every day, as we live in relationship with Him, as we listen to Him, as we take His word as, well, as what it is, God's word. And we carry it with us. And we trust Him. And we believe Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And even in those times where we're walking and we feel alone, or we don't even know who's walking with us, Your presence continues to be there. Father, help us today to know You as that powerful prophet, as that one who came to speak Your Father's words to us, not just with words, but with action. You taught us how to live and You showed us how to live. So, Father, help us to use Your presence within us to push back the accusations of the enemy, the deceitfulness of the enemy, the temptations that he throws at us. May we realize that Your words are Your Father's words, that they come to us from God Himself. And Father, as you give us the words of Jesus to help us, may we realize that He speaks on your behalf as He tells us that we have value, as He tells us we have purpose, as He tells us we have hope. And may we live life walking daily with Jesus to grow in those areas of our life that we struggle with. May we not only acknowledge that Jesus was powerful in word and action, that He spoke on your behalf, but may we believe it. And may we live like we believe it. Father, today in our discouragement, in the disappointments of life, in the heartaches and hardships, may we look to You and realize that the one we walk with is the one that You sent. And may Your Spirit be given full access to our life. May we open ourselves up so that we would know Jesus. Not only as that prophet who spoke on your behalf and taught on your behalf, but that we would know him as the one who fulfilled all the prophecies of the Messiah, the one who would save. And may we know him as we walk. Father, today I continue to pray for those who struggle, for those that find hope and comfort in their walk with you, even in the midst of struggles, but for so many that are struggling and do not yet know that hope. May through my life and through the lives of those that are your children, may the message of this powerful prophet, of this one who brings hope, be heard and accepted. And may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.